How about some of the fruit trees?
Well, the most common here, I guess, would be the apple tree, the peach tree, the pear tree, the plum tree, and that I can think about right now.
There's also a bush or a tree that has a little red berry on it that's poisonous, or supposed to be poisonous.
I believe that is what we call shoemaker, maybe more properly but now shoemaker or something, but we call it shoemaker.
How about these vines that grow out, if it comes in contact with the bare skin, it might cause you to develop a rash?
We simply refer to it as poison vine. I think it is more better known as poison oak, but we just refer to it as a poison vine. Well, it is poisonous.
What kind of berries can you raise through here?
Berries? Well, we have raspberries and blackberries and strawberries and...
They have a festival up here on top of one of these mountains each year, annual festival. What is that?
That they have on top of one of the mountains?
Yeah, they elect a queen, I think.
Oh, that's a rhododendron festival, yeah. They also have a ramp festival. My mind went to that. They used to, one of our ex-presidents used to be invited sometimes to it. They ate ramps. But you're talking about the rhododendron festival, yeah, in which they select a queen.
When your father was living, how did you address him? What did you call him?
Well, we used the old term. I don't remember where I picked it up at or not, but I got started on that. I called him Paul.
Mm-hmm. How did you call your mother?
I called her another term. I called her Mammy.
Mm-hmm. And your mother and your father collectively, they would be your
parents.
And if your father died first, your mother would be a
widow.
And if your mother died first, your father would be
a widower.
Then your father's father would be?
Be my grandfather.
What would be an affectionate term you would use for him?
For your grandfather? Well, I probably would say grandpa.
How about grandmother?
Grandma.
Referring to your children, your youngsters, that are still in school, you might say what?
What would you mean, what would you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Other than children, let's see.
Well, what would these, something you would push a baby in?
Well, we would call it a baby carriage, I guess, is what we would term it to. Maybe other things, names used, but to be more common would be said the baby carriage.
Take a youngster, say, a young child, and he acts very mature for his age. He's very knowledgeable, very aware. You might say he's what?
I know what you mean. The word that you would, I was trying to think of the word that you would use there for that. I know what you mean. And,
if you had a female offspring, she would be?
She'd be your daughter.
And another term, instead of saying your daughter, you might say she's mine. Another term for female would be, not boy, but...
girl?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and say a woman is getting ready to have a child. Some of the terms that say she's pregnant, some of the other terms that might be used.
Well, we might say she's going to give birth to a child, or she's more common, she's going to have a baby, or going to give birth to a child.
Before doctors became, you know, fairly plentiful, these women that assisted a woman in giving birth to a child, she had a name. You remember what that was?
Yes, midwife.
Any other name?
I don't recall any other name. They might have been, but more commonly through here they were referred to as midwife.